Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
There's Steve Palazzolo, 33rd team. Steve, did you just see the pictures of my pierced nipples, or were you watching along last night?
I was unable to watch along. I saw the pictures. Sam actually sent the pictures to me.
Yeah. What was the
proud
fodder?
Of you, man?
What was the analysis of it? Thank you.
We broke it down on the podcast today. We gave you kudos for following through. We gave you kudos for raising money for a great cause. So you did a great job.
You want to hear something wild? People have asked me all day about the nipple piercings and the pain. I got a flu shot about 3 hours ago. That's kicking my ass more than the piercings.
The flu shot.
Yeah. He's flu shot's got me down great. In the dumps. I got 101 temperature right now.
Steve, we think that the flu shot might be actually helping his nipple pain here, because it's one of those deals where, like, you might be hurting in one way, and then if you hurt some other body part worse, then you stop thinking about the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you might need to double down. If the Steelers lose to the Bengals again, you get another flu shot, maybe.
He'll just be Mr. Anti-Flu.
Here's a new one, Steve, and I did not put up anything on this game because I've, for now, temporarily learned my lesson. I think the Steelers are going to beat the Colts on Sunday. You agree?
I said that on our show today. Isn't this the Mike Tomlin special?
Here we go.
Isn't that the Mike Tomlin special? Disappointing Thursday night. About a half a game of some, you know, excitement against the Packers. Now they're down. They're down and out. And you're going to beat the Colts, because the Colts, you know, they're just a dome team. They can't handle the wind in Pittsburgh. They've played one outdoor game all season. It was in Tennessee.
That's what I said. They haven't played a road game yet this year. LA games are sterile. Neutral fields.
I hate that you and I have the same analysis on this game. It wasn't really my analysis, but it feels like a Tomlin game, doesn't it? Like they're going
to
win.
No, not to Donnie and Malzi.
At some point, Steve.
Donnie said they're going to get bludgeoned.
I understand. As I'm sure you do, like, the NFL's weird, and that's why when we all look at the lines, we scratch our heads at least one of them every week, etc. And it's because odd outcomes happen every time. But this just feels like at some point, the Tomlin mojo, like the voodoo that he has, where he somehow will drag a team to 9-8, has to run out. And I'm just looking at the ages of some of the guys they are still counting on that defense and wondering if this isn't the time where it really starts to slide.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reality is they've underachieved on the defensive side of the ball, right? So there's a part of me that's like, hey, this is the one that Tomlin pulls out. The other part is definitely, hey, I'm disappointed in the defense. The middle of the defense, I saw Donnie's projection, 18 catches or whatever for Tyler Warren.
That was actually first half.
First half.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they slowed down in the second. I mean, there's a lot of reasons why the Colts should not be stopped on Sunday offensively, and then, you know, Pittsburgh's going to make some big plays defensively. The Colts aren't great defensively, so they're going to have to hang in a shootout, which they were able to do against Cincinnati, which they were able to do against the Jets, but maybe they're not able to do against, you know, some better defenses. So, yeah, like I get the angst against where the Steelers are right now and, you know, where they're trending.
Tomlin's point that he made at his Tuesday press conference that I said to Chris, it looked like when he said it, there was a little bit of a twinkle in his eye. Like he thought he had something on the Colts or knew something about the Colts that other people didn't. But he pointed out, look, this has been such a front-running team. They get up on teams, they score early, they force a bunch of turnovers. Basically, what happens if we get a couple stops in the first quarter and the turnover game is even? What happens then? You buy that?
That's the weird thing about Tomlin, right? Like, why does he roll into a press conference and be like, oh, I'm afraid of Joe Flacco, when no one else is afraid of Joe Flacco? And then he was right. He should have been afraid of Joe Flacco, except, you know, you should have been afraid of Joe Flacco,
yes,
pony.
I know.
But, I mean, I don't know. That's what I'm saying about Tomlin. He always has this sense and this feel. Why are the trends so consistent with him? That's what I'm trying to figure out, right? I go from this like play-by-play hardcore analysis to like Mike Tomlin's just going to be 9-8. He's going to win a game he's not supposed to. He's going to lose a game he's not supposed to. It's all going to even out at the end. Doesn't matter if it's Aaron Rodgers, Duck Hodges, or Kenny Pickett. It's all the same.
Donnie, isn't that basically how you feel about them? That's what's going to happen? It's all going to even out at the end of the year, and they'll find their way to be 9-8 or 10-7?
Yeah, by hook or by crook, they'll get there.
See, I think eventually...
He's the Seinfeld episode. He's going to even out.
I don't know. I'm starting to think with the combination of their schedule and the age of the defense that they're reliant on here, I think their offense is better than it's been in a while, Steve, because they actually have shown the ability to score points in bunches at times, and Rodgers has been, I think, reasonably sharp. It just feels like eventually you have to concede that it's not going to keep going this way, and this definitely feels like the year that that's going to happen. I mean, they're relying on guys. They brought in secondary help, where I think you would agree with me, you've got to be able to run to play defensive back of any kind in this league, especially corner. I think the four guys or so they brought in were an average age of like 30 and a half. That's when some of these dudes at corner are either moving to safety or getting put out to pasture, and they're begging Darius Slay to play like key reps for them on the outside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
I still thought it would work. Not just because of the name value. I still thought that the three corners would work and the pass rush would work. I thought they might lean into the fact that they have three legitimate edge rushers and not just rotate them, and that they'd give Herbig more time.
Do the Steelers gain an advantage by moving Watt around the way that the Green Bay Packers do with Parsons and Cleveland does with Garrett, Steve, in your opinion?
I on third down, absolutely. Look, I mean, I know Pittsburgh's been doing things the same way since the 90s, right? Essentially, here's a left outside, the Madden, left outside linebacker, right outside linebacker, and they don't change. And it went from a 3-4, and now it's a 2-4-5, you know, when they go to nickel. But yeah, like, you should be able to use those advantages, especially Herbig. Like, Herbig rushes well from Watt's side.
He doesn't play
in
now.
College. Yeah, I know. I would use all three. Of course I would use those guys. Like, part of my optimism with the Steelers was like, how do you block this front? The three edge rushers, Harmon coming in, Cam Hayward, good luck blocking all of those guys. But there's no pressure on the defense. When Parsons lines, we're all watching Sunday Night Football as a fan, right? You're watching, where's Parsons now?
Yeah, you're right.
He's over the nose tackle. He's over the guard. Yep. He's stunting now. Like, you don't know where he is, and the offense is doing that same exact thing. The Steelers don't have that. And if there's one thing that's happening with this defense, and why Tomlin was afraid of Flacco, this familiarity, right? Like, it feels like every offense is coming out of there and they're like, we got this figured out. We know what's coming at us. The middle of the field's wide open, and they're not creating any sort of indecision in the offense right now.
Steve, Kyle Duggar. Donnie put out a viral tweet that's like, this guy's got nothing going for him. He's old. He's hurt a lot. He can't cover anybody. He'll fit right in with these Steelers. Is that kind of your analysis of him as a player at this point?
Box safety type. You know, I've never really trusted him in coverage. He's athletic enough to maybe cover tight ends, but that's all. Like, you have to be really athletic. You have to be, even Derwin James, who I think was built in a lab to cover tight ends, still struggles to cover tight ends one-on-one. So Duggar theoretically might have that skill set. He's never been great as like a zone player. He's an in the box run stopping safety type, which I know, you know, they might have a couple of.
Steve, if the Steelers,
for the record, Steve, you can't make the whole plane out of box run stuffing safeties, even though I'm sure Mike Tomlin would love to do that.
Steve, if the Steelers,
not in 2025, you cannot.
If the Steelers prove you and I prophetic and pull off this win, who will be the star of the game against the Colts on Sunday?
Oh, the star of the game. It's Boswell.
There you go.
It's 21 21-19, 7 field goals. Right? There's one of these games every year, right?
I thought it was going to be Sunday night, to be honest with you. It looked that
way. I know,
way
it was
for
on its way.
Minutes.
It was on its way.
All right, Steve, great stuff, man. Thanks for giving us some love today. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall is back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.